My name is John Beecham. I'm with Let Out Now Chicago, and I'm the coordinator of the ANSWER Coalition in Chicago. ANSWER stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism.
And, you know, just off mic before, you're just talking about how we both read the Tribune piece. Talk about what got you inspired to do this work.
Well, it was suspected before the Tribune piece that there was a lead problem in the water. I mean, most citizens probably suspected something just from all of the information that's put out about how to run your water for, you know, a certain amount of time before you drink it. The fact that the city can test lead kit, you know, that you can get your water tested. But there's been EPA tests in the recent past that have shown, you know, a possible problem. But when we saw that, we really thought, well, gosh, somebody's going to do something, right? This is a huge problem. Someone needs to do something. And as a group that's not as large as other groups and doesn't necessarily work in this area as much, we certainly thought someone else was going to do it. It is such an emergency. I mean, it really is an emergency that affecting children. So we decided to jump in because no one else is going to do it. We're like, if no one's going to protect the children of this city from this problem, you know, it's 400,000 lead service lines that are in the ground, mandated by the city. You know, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, let's start there. So paint the picture of what's actually going on.
Right. So there's 400,000 lead service lines estimated that connect people's apartments and homes to the main water lines. And again, those lines have lead in them. The city mandated up until 1986 in the building code that you had to put lead service lines in, right? So, and this was all the way, 1986, right? I mean, you know, we knew lead was dangerous in the 50s for sure. So we're talking 30 years after the problem. And what has also happened, and we know now because of the Tribune article that 70% of homes have lead in them, and no level of lead is safe. That's science. What the city has done is undertaken a program of replacing the main lines, right? But that program itself is exacerbating the problem because it shuts off the water, and the lead pipes actually need the water to be constantly running in order to not be leached and rusted and decayed, right? But what's happening is it's actually making the lead lines now almost for sure that they will be putting lead in your water. And you don't have to listen to me. This was all brought before the courts in a class action suit that was thrown out by Judge Mitchell, I believe, earlier this year, last year. He actually found, I mean, he threw it out on a technicality, but he found that the city, because the way that they're doing the main lines and not replacing the lead service lines, is making the problem worse. And he said the city is telling residents that there isn't a problem, that the water's safe to drink, and that they're lying. So, and you can also... That Judge Mitchell, the article is, I mean, I believe there was an article in the Tribune about that as well. It might have been actually in the same stuff that came out in April.
So what is the mayor's response been to all of this? You guys have sent him a FOIA request. You've collected thousands of petitions. What has been the result of all this?
Nothing. The FOIA request is still in the process. That we've collected lots of petitions. Now, just this weekend, the Tribune responded. Not directly to our campaign, but I assume possibly, you know, because we were on the news and the campaign is getting some headway. They responded with an editorial saying that the mayor and the city need to take those lead lines out. So we haven't heard anything from the mayor's office. And if Mayor Emanuel, you're listening, you know, you need to do something. What the mayor is on record saying is that it's not his problem. And that's just not acceptable. Not acceptable when children are being subjected to lead poisoning, which is a dangerous neurotoxin and leads to a lot of medical problems down the line even. And who is this mostly going to affect? This is going to affect the poor residents, black and brown residents of the city. So it's shameful. It's shameful that the mayor doesn't even, you know, hasn't even expressed concern.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So the 70% was based on, if I'm not mistaken, a test of almost somewhere around the neighborhood of 2,700 homes or so. Were the higher concentrations of lead, were that happening in some specific neighborhoods? And who is this affecting more viscerally than other folks?
Well, according to the data, I mean, I think five out of the top six places in the city where it's happening are all black neighborhoods. You know, the ones you would kind of suspect, unfortunately. So that is just a direct, and you can look at the data on the Tribune website, and actually the original data, from the testing company, and you can see that there's a there's a preponderance of the lead being in black neighborhoods. Not only that, the places where the problems are worse, where the lead's higher, are also in black neighborhoods. You know, this is not a coincidence for us. Honestly, a problem like this is always comes with the same things that other problems come with: the racism, the neglect of poor people. I mean, you might know. Just last year, whole bunches of people at the water department got fired because they were sending racist emails around to each other, sexist, homophobic emails, right? They were sending racist stuff about Michelle Obama. You think it's a coincidence that we got a problem with lead in poor and black neighborhoods? I don't. So when the mayor says it's not his problem, it's not just that he's saying, I don't care about the people of Chicago in general. He's saying, once again, I don't care about black and brown youth. I'll shut down their schools. I don't care if they're getting poisoned. I don't care if their schools, you know, are underfunded. I don't care about black youth being shot down in the street. You know, he covered up the murder of Laquan McDonald. You know, I don't know what more else there is to say. I mean, this is a compelling problem that needs to get fixed, and it's a very deep problem, and it says so much about the city we live in.
Talk a bit about how you guys have been able to gather these petitions and what the public hearings has been like. How has the community responded to this?
As you might imagine, the petition is very easy to get signatures for. And we have a fact sheet as well. And people, the response has been concern. The public hearing, people can watch it on, you know, Answer Chicago Facebook page, was pretty good turnout. And had people we'd never met before, people and a few people telling their stories about lead poisoning, had some children telling their stories about lead poisoning. And we're really just beginning, and we're not gonna stop doing this until something gets done. And in fact, you know, we're continuing to go out into the streets and petition. We do have the online petition too, at Let Out Now, I'm Shy.
So what's the next step in all of this? Because the city's argument likely will be, I haven't had a chance to talk to city officials just yet for this, but, you know, we've seen the public comments about how to respond to this, and just pragmatically, it's very expensive to change these lead service lines. What is the next step, and how do you compel a city who is cash strapped to do this type of thing?
Right. Well, there's a few things. I mean, practically speaking, the budget is coming up for hearings, and the water commissioner will be before those. We plan on being there, you know, perhaps being at the next city council meeting too. We know for sure that the politicians have paid notice, and there's a bill in the state house to mandate cities to do something about this problem, not just Chicago, but all over Illinois. In the Chicago Tribune article, there's supposedly a draft bill being drafted by an alderman. I can't remember. I think it's the 35th or 36th ward. I can't remember the alderman's name offhand, but that is happening as well. The question about the money is something we always get asked when we launch a program like this. And, you know, I got to be honest, I think I'll just be straight up with you. This is more important than money. This is one of the richest cities in the history of the world. You got people being poisoned. I mean, that sounds like hyperbole, but it's not, right? It's in the press. People know about it. The politicians know about it. They don't want it to become an issue. You know why we held the public hearing? Because they refused to hold one, because the mayor quashed it. You know, I believe Alderman, I think it was Alderman Wackespuck said, let's hold a hearing. And other aldermen were like, yeah, too. And, gosh, I can't remember the name of the alderman right now. I wish I remembered his name. But another alderman kind of stepped in and said, no, we want to have this in our committee, you know, the public hearings. Mm-hmm. So when two aldermen like have a coincidental thing that they want to do, it goes to the rules committee, and the rules committee is where things go to die. So I think this issue is like right there in terms of like breaking through and being resolved. I think the politicians are in the city across the board are just kind of hoping it doesn't come up, because the next question is going to be, you know, what are we going to do with the money? And the money in the city is, what is it spent on? You know, it's not spent on things people need. It's spent on luring corporations here like Amazon or, you know, other things that are, you know, are, it's just, you know, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars are given every year to developers, you know, rich developers. You know what I mean?
We talked about, I was telling you this off mic, I spoke with Mayor Karen Weaver of Flint, right. And the Flint water crisis had made national news because of the amount of lead in the water in some of these cases. Why do you think that this isn't making as much of a national news story as it did in Flint, perhaps? Or is it because of the amounts of parts per billion we're seeing in leads in these homes? Or what's your take? And if you know offhand, what are some of the highest lead content we saw seen in from the Tribune study?
Let me say that what happened in Flint is that you had people who took action, and then you had others who stepped in from the scientific community and verified the problem and actually even pointed out that the city officials knowingly made the problem worse. Do you know what I mean? What you don't have is a significant difference is the fact that that cities like Chicago have as significant a lead problem as Flint. Milwaukee, just north of us here, has areas where the lead concentration lead is higher than Flint. And that's probably the case here in Chicago too. We don't really have the facility to do the type of scientific work that's needed. But, the scientists who did the Flint work came out to Berwyn and Cicero just recently and verified that. So it shouldn't be a problem trying to get them out here.
Last question. As residents find out about this, as this story comes out, what will you say the residents can do to protect themselves? I know folks can call 311 and request a lead kit. Is there anything else that folks need to know or need to do to make sure that they're not putting themselves and their children at risk?
Well, you can get a lead, and offhand, I don't have the web address to do it, but you can actually get a lead testing kit from the city. Now, it often takes a very long time and you have to do the work yourself. And it's kind of why more people aren't testing the lead, because it's been farmed out to a private company and it's not like a quick process or an easy process, but people can do that. People should get their children tested for lead. I get my child tested for lead, even when they're older, because they do it when they're younger, but people really should continue if you do have health insurance and whatever, when you go to the doctor to get your lead tested. If your children do have a certain level of lead in their body, then the state of Illinois actually has to respond, test your home and apartment, and do something about it. That's the state of Illinois. It's a quote unquote, like a level 5. And I offhand actually don't know exactly what that means. It's too high. So if your child has to have a certain level of lead in their blood. The other thing is, honestly, the most important thing is people need to join the campaign. That's what's going to change the equation. If people act alone, it's much harder to solve a problem like this, which you said is going to cost a lot of money. We readily acknowledge that. Just don't think there should be any impediment to stop children from being, and others, right, from being poisoned by lead. So for me, it's like the campaign. We do have the petition campaign. We've signed thousands of those. We're going to be doing much more. People should talk/get in their alderman's face and say, what are you doing about this?
And lastly, what are some of the other things that Answer Chicago is focusing on? You guys have the acronym stands for a broad array of issues. A lot of things can fall under that banner. And I'm sure you got your hands full with a lot of issues. So what are some other things you guys are working on?
Well, we do have a campaign to stop the Amazon headquarters from coming to Chicago. We just don't think. So here's the thing. The city's got $2.2 billion for an Amazon headquarters. And that's just the beginning. That's just the float. That's just the floating promise to the floater to Amazon. It's probably much more that the state and city are promising to Amazon to have come move here. We've been very involved in the movement against police brutality, police violence. We've been involved in trying to get justice for Laquan McDonald. We do believe that Jason Van Dyke needs to be convicted. It's on video. We're very active in the anti-war movement, the immigrant rights movement. We were very active in the movement of same-sex marriage and LGBTQ equality. Honestly, we believe that all the struggles are linked. And to the extent that the struggles become linked, the more powerful they'll be. So I said, we don't think residents should be fighting the lead problem in isolation, because it's such a big problem. We do have to come together. And for us, the coming together and having people get justice and get the things they need is so important. I mean, that's why we're called Act Now to Stop War and Stop War and End Racism, because we don't even believe that the things that the U.S. is involved in the world are somehow separate from what we're facing here. I mean, if you want to talk about money, I mean, you know, the U.S. military and its adventures over the last 20 years, the money that's been spent on that, I mean, that could take care of all the problems we're facing. I mean, literally straight up, without a doubt. And we're talking about trillions of dollars. We're talking about trillions of dollars that we probably don't even know about. So if we want to talk, you know, we want to talk about stuff like that, I mean, shoot. And plus, we got a bunch of billionaires living in Chicago. You know, they're residents. I mean, if they're gonna have that much wealth in their hands, all made by the people of the city, I mean, you know, we contribute mightily to making that wealth. We should have clean water.
John Beacham is with Answer Chicago and Let Out Now Chicago, and they held public hearings talking about the lead water crisis happening in the city of Chicago. And you can find out more about their organization at letoutnowshy.org. Thank you. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.